Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, this is a historic day, you know, and it's a great day, and I'm just so happy and excited to be able to be on these airwaves with you this morning and be able to share a message that hopefully can, help you get through the day, something positive to carry with you. As I say, this is your home-based business breakfast show, and what we serve up is positive food for thought. That's what we serve up in the morning here. I'm Baba Jahi, your host, and I'm also excited, I'm very, very excited because I didn't even realize until another person had sent me an email sharing with me that tomorrow, November the 5th, I've even been broadcasting this show for one whole solid year, Home-Based Business 101. And I'm just so thankful and honored that this is something, a project that I started November 5th, 2007. And I want to give a shout-out to a family member, Benny Dakar, who basically was the one that, shared with me about checking out Blog Talk Radio. Our first show I listened to was Kermit Edie Show, the Empowerment Hour. And, I listened to his show, and, wow, they had one of the people that I have a lot of respect for as a great historian and educator. Dr. Leonard Jeffries was on his show. And, I like to talk. And the person told me, he said, look, you can go on Blog Talk and you can set up your own program. So you got broadband internet, right? I said, I can't live without the internet. And you got, telephone. I said, yeah. I said, well, you can go on Blog Talk and you can start your own show. And at the time, I was thinking about doing a show on regular commercial radio, and people wanted $13,000 for 6 months. And that was to be able to broadcast 3 hours out of a week. And, I was like, whoa. And they said, well, you can broadcast on this, this station, and you can do that, and you can sell advertisement to help cover your cost of all of that, And I said, yeah, that's true. But what if you don't get no advertisers? $13,000 is a lot of money to fork out to do a radio program. And then with Blog Talk, I found, you set up your show. You come on whenever time you want to come on. So I wouldn't limit it to just the time that they want. So, I'm able to do special shows and stuff at times when I feel like it. I bounced around a lot. And then I decided on developing a particular format with a particular days out of the week to broadcast so that people that wanted to follow the show could know about some consistency as opposed to, well, I wonder what day Baba Jahi going to be broadcasting this week. I wonder what time he's going to be broadcasting this week. Well, I narrowed it down and said, hey, let's do this thing Tuesdays and Thursday mornings and make it a breakfast show and keep it down to half an hour. When I first got involved with Blog Talk, being all excited and everything, sometimes I was doing two-hour shows. And I remember a couple of times I did a Saturday marathon, like four-hour shows, and and they were great. But that's asking people to take a lot of time to sit and listen to a program that long. And so I came up with this half an hour format. And so hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. You ain't got to cover the whole world in a show. Hey, you can cover things in segments, and that way it gives people something forward to come back and listen to. So again, I just took you through all of that to let you know that tomorrow is our anniversary of being here on Blog Talk Radio with Home-Based Business 101. And, I went back through the archives and I looked at some of the different shows that I've done over the year. And, I had one show when I did my broadcast from St. Louis this August. when I was at the YTB convention, wow, I had 465 people that tuned in. It's like, you know, and sometimes, you know, I don't, you know, check the numbers all the time. I mean, when I check the numbers for that particular show, that's the most people I had ever listened to a broadcast at one time. The next one that comes close is I had 120-some people that just recently listened to a special show I did called Test Drive, your YTB, Test Drive and YTB travel booking site. And I had 120-some people that listened to that show. And so that lets me know that people, you know, are tuning in. Everyone that doesn't catch it live, people are going to the archives and, you know, tuning in. And, you know, and I'm glad also to have some people who, you know, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning right now and share their morning with us. And that's just so good and so refreshing. This morning, you know, I want to cover a couple things about positive mental attitude and relating that to theme and topic of Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump has a book out called Why We Want You to Be Rich. Now, when I think of the word rich, you know, I know a lot of us, we just think of money, but I mean, when I think of being rich, I think of not just in terms of the monetary sense, but also spiritual sense. And, you know, to be able to have one of the most important things in life to me, which is called time freedom. Time freedom is so, so important. It's one of the reasons why I left the corporate world. You know, I used to do work at a developmental bank, and, you know, I never had the time that I personally wanted because the projects and the corporations, things always came first. And so one of the reasons I got into this whole home-based business field was to be able to have the time freedom, which brings me to another point. This Thursday, I will not be broadcasting this Thursday morning because at my grandson's school, they're having Men's Day. And having the time freedom that I have, I can go and attend and be there for him on Men's Day. You know, my grandson is not only my grandson, but he's like, you know, also like a son because, you know, he doesn't have his daddy's no longer alive. And so I'm granddaddy and daddy, and they have Men's Day. And, you know, he's already picked out what he wants me to wear and stuff like that. And so, you know, I'm definitely going to be there for him. And so I won't be broadcasting this Thursday morning. And we'll pick back up again next week, Tuesday and Thursday. But that time freedom is so important, you know what I mean? And that by having time freedom, I'm able to do things like that. And, you know, I cherish the whole thing of time freedom. As I was saying, you know, there's a book, and I'm only going to go through a couple of excerpts of it this morning, called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude, written by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. And this is it's a powerful book. Let me give you a list of some of the chapters in the book, and then I want to cover PMA versus NMA. But here's a list of the chapters in the book. Chapter 1 calls Meet the Most Important Living Person. You ought to be able to figure out who that is. The most important living person is you. Chapter 2, You Can Change Your World. You most definitely can. Chapter 3, Clear the Cobwebs from Your Thinking. You know, again, as we think, so that's what we are. You know, we are what we think. And thoughts are very powerful things. And, you know, it's important to have the right thoughts. One of the things that I deal with my youth entrepreneur program is I use something from ancient Kemet. You remember a lot of people refer to ancient Kemet as ancient Egypt. Proper name would be Kemet. But one of the things that people had to learn when they went to the temple, the neophyte had to learn, the first lesson they had to learn was to control their thoughts. So frequency. And if we did that today, control what we think, you know, as opposed to just letting thoughts come popping in from everywhere, which way, and over, control what we think. Then lesson number two was after learning how to control your thoughts was controlling your actions. So that chapter here, chapter three, clear the cobwebs from your thinking, is very, very powerful in terms of being able to make sure that, you know, that you think clearly. Which leads then to, will you dare to explore the powers of your mind? Woo, man. You know, that's like, ooh, man. That's deep. You know, most people, we don't dare to explore the powers of our mind. And, you know, the United Negro College Fund has a powerful slogan. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I used to always tease my students, hey, there's no crime for thinking. You know, think. You know, we have a thing that we go through with our children where we say, think something good. Do something good. Think, say, do something good. See, I mean, and when you start don't having those type of affirmations and being able to explore your mind and being able to have good thoughts, clean thoughts, you know, just think how better the world could be if more and more people did that. Chapter 5 is called And Something More. It's easy when you learn that something more and experience the know-how. You know, there's always something more to life than what meets the eye. You know, as again, it says explore your mind. I mean, you know, the sad thing is that most people are using less than 15 to 20% of their brain power. So they got 80% of something up there that they ain't even tapped into to know the powers. The hidden powers that are in our brain. And just imagine, you know, as one of the things I did with my youth is to just imagine having a computer and 80% of the software on the computer you don't know how to use. You're only using 20% of the software that's on that computer. Well, that's what we're doing with our brains. So, you know, life is more than what we see. You know, and that's why, you know, we have a saying, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. Because through God, all things are possible. So you got to see what you believe in life. You know, I believe my wife loves me, so I see that. See, I see it. And you'll manifest what you want when you don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. Deep, real deep. Then it gets into part two of the book. And it says, you got a problem. That's good. See, when we have problems, that's when we meet ourselves. And we're forced to challenge ourselves. Without problems, then, you know, you're not forced to do certain things. Mary McLeod Bethune, one of the people that I admire, you know, and I mean, this sister, you know, she was powerful. Again, she was one of the other people that, you know, saw what she believed. She had less than $1.50 in her pocket. So an empty parking lot, which some people would say, you know, that's an empty parking lot. She saw and she envisioned a college there, and she went and built one. See? With less than $1.50 in her pocket, she had a vision, saw something that she believed in, and then made it happen, made it manifest. And that's why we have Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona, Florida, because somebody had $1.50 and a vision. And it was some work to manifest and make it happen. But she could have just saw an empty parking lot. So that's something about an empty parking lot. She saw a college there, and she brought it into being. See, that's power. She also had a saying. She said she was glad that she was born an African American. She said because if she hadn't, she might not have had the challenges that she got in life that helped her, shaped her vision and her outlook. See, so again, you know, this chapter says you got a problem, that's good. That's when you're going to meet and find out who you really are and how you overcome it. Next chapter, chapter 7, is called Learn to See. You know, we've touched on this some, you know. You got to learn to be able to see. See with your inner eye, not your outer eye. Learn to be able to see with your inner eye and not your outer eye. Chapter 8, The Secret of Getting Things Done. Defeat that procrastination. You know, too often we put off what we could do today till tomorrow. Defeat procrastination in your life. Don't let procrastination steal your dreams. You know, I get around to it. No, do it now. Do it now. Don't let procrastination keep you from getting things done. Chapter 9, How to Motivate Yourself. That's very important. I mean, you know, Les Brown, you know, he talks about who's going to motivate the motivator, you know, and he tells a story about, you know, when he was starting to become popular and he was on the tour, you know, and he was gone out of town, and, you know, and he called back to talk to his girlfriend, and, you know, his girlfriend answers the phone. You know, he's all excited. You know, he says, you know, and he's telling her, he says, you know, look, look, hey, hold on. I want you to hear something. He holds the phone up, and the people, they chanting in the auditorium, we want the motivator. We want the motivator. And Les' girlfriend, is, you know, she's saying, Les, you've been gone, you know, quite some time. You've been gone for a couple of weeks. He said, yeah, and? He said, then he heard a voice in the background. You know, and he said, he heard a voice, a male voice in the background say, go on and tell him. He's like, who's that? She said, Les, you know, he's just been gone, you know, so much. And, I've ended the relationship. And he was like, he said, whoa. He was crushed. And he had to go out on the stage and speak to all these people chanting, we want the motivator. We want the motivator. He said he had to get his Bible and had to find something that would uplift him, and, you know, and he said, because he said, hey, who's going to motivate the motivator? Because we all experience things, and we got to know how to motivate ourselves. Next is how to motivate others. After learning how to motivate yourself, you need to know how to motivate others. If you're going to be involved in a home-based business, especially if you're dealing with sales and other stuff, you got to know how to motivate other people. And that, again, ties into that whole positive mental attitude. A good friend of mine, George Sabir, says that too often some people go into business for themselves so they can be somebody's boss. People don't want bosses. That's why they leave the job. Because the boss usually, in most cases, get on the job. So, you know, you form yourself a business. Don't go into to be somebody's boss. You know, have a pleasing personality. Learn how to treat people right. You know, and being able to motivate people. Then the next chapter, chapter 11, he talks about in this book, this business book is called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude, is there's no shortcut to riches. See, and that's so important because I always share with people who get involved in the business that I'm in, this ain't a get-rich-quick plan, you know, and I would advise anybody, stay away from people to tell you can get rich quick. It's usually a catch. And, you know, because there is no get rich quick. You know, now, you can accelerate your time frame, but you're going to pay a price. And everybody pays a price, and you got to find out what that price is for you. So there's no shortcut to riches. Chapter 12, attract, don't repel wealth. See, negative mental attitudes cause people to repel wealth. Positive mental attitude, you attract the right kind of people. See, things ain't going right, and you got a lot of negative people that's tagging on with you. Well, you know, there must be something that you're putting out there that's causing those people to feel as though that they need to latch in with you. See, because when you put out positive, most times negative people run away. You know, negative people run away. You know, I mean, you know, me and my wife, we put affirmations up in our house, you know, such affirmations: if God is for you, then who can be against you? And sometimes some people, we notice some people, you know, sometimes they look at that and we can tell whether they tell us or whether they're not by the expression that comes across their face. And that gives me a sign, you know, and knowing, you know, okay, all right, this person, you know, they need some growing up they got to do, so I'd be careful around this person, you know. And then usually, you know, people, they you know, negative people usually run away from positive people. So, you know, be positive as much as you can. And if you don't have money to start your venture, learn how to use OPM, other people's money. I could go on for a whole lot about that, you know. They also talk about how to find satisfaction in your job. You know, if you are going to work a job, find a job that you can find satisfaction in, something that you enjoy doing. When I was a juvenile counselor for the Urban League, so I enjoyed that, you know, and it eventually led to me helping me with my wife build our own nonprofit. So, you know, you got to be able to know how to find satisfaction in something that you're doing. Chapter 15, your magnificent obsession. What are you obsessed with? You need to have a magnificent obsession. And the last couple chapters of the book, as I'm running out of time here, is called How to Raise Your Energy Level and You Can Enjoy Good Health and Live Longer. Just chapter 16 and 17. How to Raise Your Energy Level. One of the things that me and my wife do, we juice. We have a juicer. And, you know, we make fresh juice and drink juice. I play tennis. I keep my energy level high. Try not to eat things that are going to make you sluggish. And if you enjoy good health, you live longer. And then you also get rid of that thing called stress, because stress will kill you. Chapter 18, can you attract happiness? So you want to be able to attract, as I said earlier, happy people. And chapter 19, get rid of the guilt feeling. Don't be feeling guilty about wanting to live better and do better, you know. And don't look down on people, but don't feel guilty about wanting to do better in life. Then it's chapter 20. Now it's time to test your own success quotient. You know, so, you know, they talk about, you know, how to go in to take action. And chapter 21, awaken the sleeping giant within you. And chapter 22, the amazing power of a bibliography. You know, what do you read? See, that's why, you know, you hear me talk about a lot of books on the show. Because if you're going to have a home-based business, you need to be nourishing your mind. What do you read? You know, what do you read and what do you go to on the internet? You know, and what do you watch? You know, I mean, you know, I know, you know, like I said, I have an associate, you know, from that I went to college with, who lives in another city. And, you know, I understand why he has a lot of problems and stuff, even though he's, you know, he's doing pretty, doing fair business-wise. He could do a whole lot better. But, I mean, he likes to watch a lot of porno. That stuff has, he's addicted to it. So that's why he ends up going to strip clubs and other stuff, you know. And to me, you know, that's degrading. Now, some people say, you know, well, that's your values. You know, I'm making a value judgment or whatever. But, I mean, I think that there's something wrong with, you know, women having to be strippers to earn an income. You know, that's my own personal take on that, and that we live in a society that, you know, that pushes those type of things, you know. I know I sure wouldn't want my wife sliding up and down a pole and people giving her money. So, you know, I mean, that's, you know, sick. So, you know, the thing again, amazing power of bibliography. Make sure that you're reading good stuff, you're watching good stuff. You want to be positive, you need to read positive things. You want to be positive, you need to do positive things. You want to be positive, you need to go positive places. You know, I don't go nowhere I can't take my 7-year-old grandson. And that's just how I am. That's me. Now, you know, maybe you got another outlook. You may think I'm being, you know, too old-fashioned or whatever. But it's, you know, important that, you know, to me personally, that that's where you need to go with this thing of positive mental attitude. We're down to 4 minutes left, and I'm going to bring up Ruth and get some comments, closing comments from her, and see what affirmation that she has for us this morning. And good morning, Ruth. You there?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. And just, you know, glad to, start the show off. You know, I've been on these airways now a year. You know, I hadn't realized, you know, how much time has went by. You know,
well,
loving
I'd
it.
Like to-
Loving
happy
more
anniversary.
More.
Happy Thank anniversary you. To you. And
right.
What a gift you have given Blog Talk Radio. I'm glad you're here.
All right. Thank you so much. What would you like to share with us this morning?
Well, you know, I've just been thinking about all the good things you shared with us today, but my mind keeps going back to the top of the hour when you first came on, and today is Freedom Day. So
right.
I just want to encourage all the listeners to exercise your free right to vote today. And I can't think of anything more positive for anyone to do today or to say today other than I voted. And if you don't vote, you don't complain.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's all I have to say.
Okay. And I won't be on Thursday because I'll be at my Men's Day program at my grandson's school, but I'll be back up next Tuesday and Thursday. I'll be shooting you an email to see if you can, make, Thursday's event, and if so, then, you know, we'll share that with people Tuesday. If not, then we'll, you know, find another time to do that.
All right. That'll be great. And there's an event here in Dallas this weekend. I put a comment on your board. May I mention it?
Oh, yeah. You talking about the piece with Myron?
Yes, the Black Millionaire Summit. This
yeah,
is
with
Myron
Golden and several Facebook. Other people, yeah.
Myron Goldman, Stephen Pierce, Lisa Nichols, Dr. Fran Harris, and the list, Jerry Clark, and the list goes on and on.
Oh, I didn't know Jerry was going to be there, too.
Yes, my husband and I will be there, and I will be, I'll give you a review on that on Tuesday.
Oh, you going to that for sure?
We will be there.
Okay, good. I tell you what, we definitely can use a review on that Tuesday.
All right.
Because Myron is also one of the mentors for our particular team in YTB. My upline does his teeth. Dr. Cheryl Batiste, who I had on my show, Single Mom, and
yes.
So Myron, he shares a lot of information and stuff with us and been to his six-figure income school.
All right. Well,
yeah,
anyone that needs more details, just go to my site, cravesuccess.com, and all the details is there.
All right. Hey, great, great, great. And thanks for sharing that this morning because, I mean, that is very powerful. I mean, you know, I go to Jerry Clark's site a lot. I get a lot of stuff off of his site. I get emails from Dr. Fran Harris. So those are some powerful people, and anyone that can take advantage of that, they're definitely going to learn a lot. And so I'm going to be excited about hearing the good news that you'll be able to share with us Tuesday, in terms of, what took place. And if we can't get it all in on Tuesday, then we make that Tuesday and Thursday next week. Cause I know
I look forward to it.
Okay.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you have a great week, and I'll be talking to you again soon. And, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, people, as you heard, we're going to be able to get a live report from a meeting of the millionaires. Woo! I can't wait to get that information. I wish I had the resources and time to get down to Dallas this weekend, but I've already got a prior commitment here in Carolina, stuff I have to get done. And so I can't be in two places at one time. But by meeting someone new through these airways, I will be able to still have access to the information. So, see, God is good all the time, all the time. And again, people, remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. You don't vote, we ain't got no hope. Get out and vote. Until Tuesday of next week, God bless you. Have a great week, and I love y'all.